Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and today we have a slightly different show for you. You know, you can catch us on Facebook Live and here on Transformation Talk Radio. And a lot of people emailed me last week and said, where else can I find you? iTunes, Spotify. So please check out the Transformation Talk Radio site. You will see all the links there. You know, when I first started on my journey 16 years ago and as a transformational specialist, a body regeneration specialist, that's what I do. I teach you how to connect to your body. What are the whispers telling you? It was a very different world because everyone thought I was absolutely crazy. Why are you doing that? You know, why would you even embark on something different? Well, I had my what I call come to Jesus moment because I had nothing left. I had done everything I was told to do. I went to school. I did my good things with the doctors. I did everything. And then I started to actually step out of the box because I was meant to. And three of the things that I work very hard to do with all the people in the world that I love to be able to connect with each and every day is teach you how to connect to God, universe divine, your foundation. Building the foundation is so strong and needed to move forward. Secondly, how do you find your mission? What is it? Why are you here? Life isn't just about getting up, paying taxes, and going to bed. There's a whole bigger world. But so many people don't understand it because it's hard. We're not brought up. We are not taught it. We are not explained it as we grow. The third is to understand how you create the blocks and resistance. How do you get rid of them? How do you get rid of the things that are on your path so you can start to go, why am I so restless? What can I do? And how can I get out of it? So created out of that came the TLC Community of Extraordinary Living. And today I brought three amazing women on. They're all business women. They have strong ways of being and connecting. And what was so important is to be able to open the conversation up why they came to their moment. Because so often when we have such a diverse background and we are ready to go into something different, we come up against resistance. How do you explain this to your friends? How do you explain it to your family? How do you just say, I don't know? It's this inner knowing. And why the body regen method helped them even to understand more of who they are and how they got to where they are today. Because your life is a journey. And if you don't start doing something different, you understand the programming you grew up with will carry you over and over and over. And what if you could open your world to the possibilities of really, really connecting so you're creating what you want to live in? And that's different for everybody. Different. So first, I'm going to welcome everyone. We have Doris, we have Kasia, we have Sonia. And again, three amazing, amazing businesswomen in our world with such diverse backgrounds. And Doris, I want to actually open up to you first. What was your aha moment that you went, oh my gosh, I need to do something different in my world because what I was taught in school doesn't work for me anymore?
Well, it's more the same with you. It's just feeling that there's something that was missing, definitely. Yeah. And feeling that feeling of I'm exhausted. There's so much more out there. Like, why are we going through this grind? The unexplained. And then it's funny because you have these feelings, like you said, where unexpected things would happen to you. You're like, all of a sudden you'd feel sad and angry or something, but it wasn't you. And you knew something was just different. Yeah. And slowly you're finding the cues and finding the people that led you to all those answers. And it happened for me maybe like 8 to 10 years ago. And you said you slowly find and unfold all these incredible things that happen.
It's like that
roadmap.
You
question it too.
Yeah, well,
it's
you
like
do,
a roadmap.
Right?
And I question how it
do you
many
even
times.
Tell? So it'd be interesting. So everybody, how I like Sonia, how did you find approaching this subject that, okay, I want to create a big connection to God and universe, and I want to change my world because it's not working. How do you explain that to your husband? How do you explain that to your family? How do you start explaining? So they, because it's not talked about, right?
Yeah, no.
We are in a world where we think, because we're surrounded by it a lot, but the average person doesn't understand energy or doesn't understand that we're all connected, or that even the things we learn before seven, that kind of gets ingrained. So now you're like, okay, I got to explain. How did you start that to open your world to the friends and the family?
I think it's not something that, you know, you can explain. I think that what happens is just you become the change that they want to be. And they see that and they admire it. And then they just say, whatever you're doing, you look good, or, you know, everything's going good. I want that. And that's where it starts. But it's not really something that you can have a typical conversation with many people about.
You know, it's funny you say that. I was saying that yesterday. So like a lot of people will say to me, I want what you have. Like, you're happy. You have this life. I said, but it wasn't like that. Like, it really did suck. But getting to have to do something different, it was so liberating, but also a little scary, because you are taking a leap of faith, right? Because you are going, okay, I feel this. Like Doris is saying, I feel I have to go in a direction that's different. I know what I've been taught. It's literally like 10% of how we live, you know, when we go into school. Do you notice?
Oh, well, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely not anything that we've learned in school. And that's unfortunate, because I wish the little bit of this was taught to kids at a young age. But it's just really, for me, the main thing was my connection. Connecting back to faith, for me, it was God, divine source, whatever anybody wants to refer it to. But once I was able to do that, that's where everything just really opened up for me.
Yeah, and it started to change, because you started following your inner knowing. Kasia, what did you notice was your real epiphany of, okay, I may not understand what this energy work is, but I know I got to explore it. What was that moment that opened you up to say, I need to explore more because I know I'm not fulfilled?
It was like after I had my third baby, right? I had depression, and I had no idea what is going on anymore in my life. I was totally lost, and I had to kind of take a few steps back and relearn how to live my life, how to approach my life, and basically step by step. It was small steps with you for a few years already that I said to it. For me, it was like you giving me your hand and kind of helping me to go and explore. That was amazing. And I just saw huge improvement in my life and my family. Like first when I came and I started to talk about things like that with my husband, he thought I am a person. Like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And whenever he had a pain, someone's like, so what is your body telling me? And he's like, I'm in pain. That's what it's telling me, right? But then slowly when he saw a huge difference in my life, he's like, okay, wait a minute. There is something more into that. To the point that once he came to me and he said, like, I don't know why I couldn't get it before. It makes so much sense right now. But it wasn't, because we are not taught this way. And even with my kids right now, I'm trying to teach them small steps, right? Listen to your body, what your body is telling you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that we aren't taught to listen to what our body's telling us. And, you know, there's a great, I believe it was Bruce Lipton who said that, you know, pretty much 90% of all this programming is, you know, 0 to 7. But we do not listen, and we're not taught to say, how do you feel? Or how does that make you feel? Or what is that environment you're in? And that concept of listening to your body is really foreign still. Like, what do you mean, listen to my body? Like, so many people I've noticed are in this realm where they just think that you're in this body having a life, not you have a spirit and a soul and the body is just a temporary, just a vehicle right now. And then it'll mm-hmm. be disposed of, you know, when we die, it all goes. And I think that when you all talk about, so you lead by example. What, if you could share, what were some of the epiphany moments where you were like, wow, I said that, I listened to my body, and look what was created. Look what came into my life. Did anybody want to share? Because so often I think, Sonia, do you want to?
For me, I don't know if it's so much like any, I don't know if you're referring to physical ailments in the body or stuff like that, but for me,
just life
more,
in general, where you were life like in general, creating, absolutely. And you went, oh my God, I said that and I created that.
Oh, absolutely. If there's anything that you've taught me is, you know, truly how to properly ask. And I do that all the time. The thing, the trick with asking though, and what I had to learn, and I'm getting much better at it, is that people think they ask and tomorrow it's not there. And they think, oh, it didn't work, you know, and they stop believing. But you've got to also implement the patience to allow it to unfold with divine time. You know, I do that now.
You actually just hit on a crucial point. And Doris, I'm going to have you expand on this, where you've seen this, because I know you have a lot of people that you see in a day. And I did it once, it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I did it once, it didn't work. And I was like, what? You did it once, it didn't work. So all the pattern you've had your whole life, you woke up with this morning and you're going to get rid of it today. Like, so Doris, how do you find that with people where they say like, I did it once? Because even your whole life, you know, this is a way of living and really looking at the world differently.
Well, this is it. And that's what people don't understand, is that there's nothing that is quick. I said, my journey's been 8 to 10 years of this. And from the day I started to today, I can see all those patterns that I have even impatiently created, even today. And I always remember when you hit that point of, you know what, I'm going to let this go. Well, you're not anxious about it and letting it unfold. And things happen better than you've even expected in return. And nothing that you have actually thought would happen, happened, because it was better. And that was that whole point of people not understanding, because they want to control the entire outcome. And that is, again, I would definitely be guilty of this, because I would say, well, if I can't intuitively see something, well, that means it doesn't exist. But truly, from where I started into what I could see today is completely different, because I let that go. And yeah, people just want a quick fix. And this is why I love energy work, because people don't understand how deep it gets, that all of a sudden you have this aha moment. It's like, wow, that actually worked. Even though it took me a year to get here, the journey to get there was better than I expected.
You know, I love what you said about control. I used to be one of the biggest, I had an ulcer, like really it's one of my claims to fame at a very young age. Because I was always worried and anxious, right? And I didn't realize what was happening. But control, like the programming we're taught in society is, right, do, action. I'm not saying you can't have action in your life, but you can control the outcome. You can, you know, just do this and this and put your effort into it. And that kind of control, I don't know about you guys, but created so much stress in my body that no wonder I would walk around like this with my whole body shaking, because we can't control what anyone else does. We can't control what the outcome is. And, you know, how often, or maybe you have an example where all of a sudden we say, okay, this is my plan. This is where I'm going. But if you're flexible to following, I call them the breadcrumbs, the things that are coming into your life, like you're saying, Doris, everything opens up better than what you could imagine, because we are all connected. How hard did you guys find it was to, like Kasia, to let go of some of that control? Because we're taught that you're in charge. You're in charge of your life.
I'm so struggling. That's right. I'm going to be honest. Like, it's not easy to, especially with kids, to let them go. But they're mine, but they're not mine. Give them the advice, ideas, but I have to prepare them to let go and explore all on their own. So with my husband, it is a struggle. I want to control his outcome, I control what he's doing, but I can't. It's up to me what he's going to do or my kids. And it's life, right?
Yeah. And it allows you, when you let go of that control, it allows you to sort of flow through sort of down that stream. Rather, so many people right now are going upstream. So, Sonia, when you look at that whole aspect of control or letting it go and going with the flow, what was one of your biggest hurdles around that?
Is doing that. That's what it was. And it really is, you know, the people always say, let go, let God. And, you know, I would hear it and I would know what it meant, but I don't know if I ever really relinquished the control to do that. And I can say that I'm like Kasia, we're all work in progresses. No one is ever fully there yet, but I'm getting closer and closer to that point where I let go. And it's kind of like that woman that wants to get pregnant. And all she's doing is focusing on getting pregnant. And then they say she gets a dog or there's a distraction and her mind is off of it and she gives it to God. And then she gets pregnant. So it's the same concept. It's just let it go. You can plant the seed and kind of put it out to the universe of what you'd like, but how it happens, when it happens, with who it happens, let that go because it might arrive to you so much better than you even imagined.
Well, I always say it's like when people we're taught to hold on, that's your goal, you know, when you're a kid and you have 5-year goals. Oh my God. And my teacher would always look at me and she goes, how do you not know what you want to do in 5 years? I'm like, I'm freaking 12 years old. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Today I want to be a doctor. Tomorrow I just want to be a flight attendant. And then the next day I just want to watch cartoons. I don't know. Right. But when we're conditioned that, it also creates a whole energy block. Like you were saying with the pregnant women, it didn't happen today. Oh my God, I get my period. What's happening? What's going? And all of a sudden, it's no different than a drain where you stuff like 20 rolls of toilet paper. Nothing can get through to you because your expectations and your outcomes have become so huge that now there's all of this blockage because it's like you're creating your own problem. Mm-hmm. And I know I used to do that a lot. Doris, what did you find in that area?
Well, it's funny. I have a story in relation to Kasia's about children and letting go of them. So now I have teenagers and you really have to let go of a lot. So you saw me about the same age. So my daughter wanted to see a concert last year over the summer. And I was not thrilled by it, but I have to let her go. So it was not in a place, a venue I was happy with. But I said, you know what? I'll pick you up. It was finished at 11 o'clock and I said, not a problem. I was terrified, but I said, she needs to explore. Well, guess what? The concert canceled. Wow. So somewhere
there,
thank you God. And that's, I said to my daughter and she laughed. She goes, you would be happy. I said, you know, my feeling wasn't there. And I said, well, you know, if I let that go, you were protected. I was protected. And that's my point of view, that something was being prevented. And I said, well, hey, you know what? I just had to trust that that happened. For the right reasons. And I was glad, but I'm still not going to allow her to not explore these things. But I'm protected. And I know she is. And she knew that. And she just laughed. And she just knew. She goes, okay, Mom. Yeah, I know. I know. It's your thing.
Well, and what I like about this story, and I want the listeners to really grasp, is quite often, if you get a physical ailment or the concert doesn't work out, or, you know, maybe you're on the highway and there's an accident, you're sitting there for 2 hours, or there's so many things in life, or you're like, I didn't get that job, or that friend, or that person didn't ask me out, the date didn't work. People get so consumed and they get so uptight and they get so worried when, like what you're saying, it could be the best thing. Like I remember, I don't know if you guys had this, where one time I was on the highway and I was kind of like going, okay, this is a little bit annoying, but I'll just put on my music. I'm going to listen. And I realized, cause I'd gotten delayed that day. So I was out, but if I had gotten like 10 minutes out the door faster, I would have been in that accident.
Oh
yeah. It's like, Sonia, have you had those experiences where like, it's really easy. People seem to get caught up in the negativity of something not working out. But really, when you look at it, you're like, oh my gosh, spirit just saved me. Like there was a bigger, better plan.
Well, now my blanket statement is rejection is protection.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. And I just always know when I've come to see, you know, even at work that you could have that, you know, someone resigns or quits or whatever it is, or moves on. You know, the old me used to be like, oh no, what am I going to do? But now I've come to the point that I'm like, okay, God has a plan. And every time that's happened that I've adopted this belief system, when that one person goes, someone so much better comes in that I would have never even opened the opportunity to, because I would have been thinking there's no position, I'm good. And so I just trust when anything gets thrown at me, whatever it may be.
Yeah. And you raised a good point, because when we constantly hold on to the old, like I was taught this or shown this. I know last week we were talking with Mark Gober on his The End of Upside Down Thinking and the science behind it. And understanding that if you can actually understand that there is medical science behind intuitions and feelings and perceptions, and that when something seems negative, that it actually is a positive because it'll open the door. And so many people, you see them in jobs, right? Like, I'm going to stay in this job because my outcome is a pension. They lose a job, they're upset, but then they get a job that pays them two times more. Like what you're saying, new people come in, they help you get to where you're going. So people, if you're listening, you can't keep doing the same thing every day that you did yesterday. And if you're willing, I said this week to my Miraculous program, my group, I said, and some of you seen that, where I was like, what's new today? Humans, you want to get up and know something new. Mm-hmm. And when you're willing for something new, you got to let go of the old. Doris.
Yes, great. Definitely. And that's it, because it's that repeating pattern that we keep talking about, because you're right. I mean, if you would prefer to wake up with the same mindset, well, the same mindset's going to keep happening to you, whether that's great. If that's a good thing, then that's great if you enjoy it. If you don't, well, wake up with a different mindset. What's new today? What am I going to do different? Because I am, of course, guilty of that myself over the years. And when you finally see, wait a second, I've been doing that. Oh, wait, I need to undo that. That's it. That's enough. And things have changed in regards to that. I feel better. I feel clearer. I feel less anxious, less worried.
Yes. You know, years ago, I helped to produce a movie called What If? And again, I'm going to bring up when Dr. Bruce slipped and he had said something. And if you don't know him, I encourage you to check him out. Anyways, he talks about epigenetics. And that's where I really started to talk to my body. He talked more about positive thinking, but I started to talk to my body because I was really, really sick still, right? And I'd say, so I'd get up in the morning and I'd say, body, you're healthy. You know how to get rid of this stuff. We can do this. Even though I still had aches and pains, I would just say that, which started to change my perception. And funny enough, led me to all these different things that really helped me on that track to restore my body, where my body is, as you know, it's no longer sick and ill and in pain. And even people listening, if you could learn to just say, I'm going to look at something different today. I'm going to see what's new today. And even if it's that step to say, even if you got the pain, body, I know we can actually create a new body. We can create a new environment and expand into something totally different.
So a story I have from after one of your workshops in the evenings, the evening event.
Yes.
It's an hour drive home. And it was closer to home as I got home. My mind started racing about something. I can't remember what it was, but I was thinking and thinking. I was trying to control something. My shoulders started to get so tense and so heavy. And then I said, you know what? Wait a second. No body. As you said, you're talking to your body. Okay. I don't know what this is, but I said, take this. I let it go. Take it. I let it go.
Yeah.
And immediately I felt this cold feeling on my shoulder, and it just dissipated. Whatever it was that was there immediately set off. And that's why I said, people don't understand, when you do talk to your body, when you are that connected, it's that fast. It was that fast. My mind went through monkey mind, as you would call it. Mm-hmm. And then I just said, you know what? This is not for me to be thinking about. I let it go. And it did. It literally physically felt it lifting.
Yeah. And the hot and cold that the body starts to feel, and people get scared. I think it's really cool, because I'm like, it's your body repairing. Mm. It's really repairing. Kesha, what are some of the experiences you felt when you started to really explore into really connecting with your body, like, and really talking to it?
Oh my gosh, everything changed. Like, I remember when I went to my doctor, maybe four years ago, and I did some blood work, and he said, you're the healthiest person I ever saw. Like,
wow.
And prior to that, I was depressed, I was overweight, and I felt not good at all, right? So that was, and he actually, he asked me, was like, what do you do? I was like, I'm just happy.
Yeah.
Up, right? Because the approach, like, so my recent, I don't know, accident, whatever, my daughter, she broke her leg over the Christmas, right?
Yes.
And she was extremely busy. Everyone knew she needs to stop. So she broke her leg. Much as I know everything happens for the reason, we struggled with that a bit with her. And I saw how important it is to take a break, to look at actually what is body telling you in that particular moment for her going through pain and everything, right? But she was able to kind of calm down and actually take that time and connect with herself. And that was an amazing learning process for me and her as well.
Yeah, I think, and it's so beautiful what you said is quite often, there's another example where someone say, oh, I broke my leg and, you know, whoa, me, now I can't do A, B, and C, rather than, all right, so I need to slow down. I need to have this rest. And what? How is this serving me? Like, how is this really, there's no accidents in life. And people say, how can that happen? Well, we know there's no accidents in life. Everything is here to teach us and to help us understand what our journeys and our missions are. So I like how you say that because, so now it's been about a month or 6 weeks?
Yes, a month, yeah.
So how's her recovery been?
Oh, it's amazing. Now she has so much fun. She's actually dancing on her crutches, right? Yeah. And for when she went through that, I said to her, life is throwing lemons at you. Now it's the time to make lemonade.
Yeah.
Because she's extremely athletic, right? So for her, everything stopped. Mm-hmm. And she actually had to be creative and find something that brings her a happiness at this particular moment on everyday basis, day by day, step by step. She knows she's going to go back to her soccer. She knows that that's not a doubt, right?
Yeah.
She had to appreciate. And it was fun because she came to me and she said, I never even thought about how my legs are important.
Mm. Yeah, you know, what a great realization we do take for granted, right? Yes. If we have our legs and our limbs and, you know, we see people who move through these challenges and what an appreciation for body, what an appreciation to be able to just move around. And when that's taken away, it really, to have her actually see that and to embrace that, what a gift, and what a gift that she can take forward. And again, usually when you get laid out like that and you're flat on your back for some reason, people get frustrated because, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know. How about spend some time with yourself and get to know who you are? People forget that a lot of times you're put in that place to spend time with yourself to know who you are. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are all going to chat a little bit about the TLC community, body regeneration. What are the things in there that can help you actually expand your awareness, who you are, and really to get, you know, the perspective of the things that are your aha moment. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back in just a few seconds.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. If you haven't already, I encourage you to check out the website at TracyLClark.com and sign up for the newsletter. And not only are there shifts and explanations of what's happening in the world there for you, but there are also an 18-minute free audio download to help you clear your resistance, hesitations, and blocks and really start to teach you how to get more in tune with your body. So, you know, before we left after the break, we were talking about just our connections, the awareness, understanding energy a little bit more. It's not talked about in a lot of mainstream. And although there's a lot of science to back it up and the connection that's required to be able to move through in your life. And one of the things that I noticed over my 16 years is I created what was called the Body Regeneration Method in the TLC community. Our members called it the TLC community. And to create something different to help you start to understand that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be fat, like really hooey-wooey, and it can be fast. So I'd love to get, and we have Sonia with us, we have Kesha, we have Doris. And not only have they been through the community, but to give you a perspective of the Body Regeneration Method, I'd love to be able to talk a little bit more about it for people that don't understand it, or they like, what is that? And what was your experiences? Doris, we'll start with you. When you started to learn how to communicate with your body, did you find it fast, slow, difficult?
Well, at first, because I was used to learning the other modalities, some mm-hmm. other ones. So coming into that was like, okay, well, let's see how different they are, how similar they are. Yeah. I can't say it's the same yet, it's different, but it is different. And it's definitely faster in the sense that you really are physically speaking to the body. So if you think, like you said, it's a computer, it's as easy as reprogramming that thought. Where before, everything I learned felt like it was implementing symbols, implementing different things that you have to memorize, which becomes more thought and the less actual connection to what's real. I feel like that's the difference. So when I started the Body Regen, I was like, oh, I have to remember this, I have to remember that, because that's what I was programmed to think. Mm-hmm. And so once I let that go, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait a second, how my words work the way I perceive it. And I just let it flow and let my thought, my intuition guide where I need to be just by feeling it, not actually having to know the knowledge so much.
And not following any particular, like you said, way or symbol. And because when you have pure connection and you're learning just how to talk to the body, you're in charge. Like, you need to be in charge of your life. And I know I studied a lot of different modalities before, and it's like kind of going to school, but you're like, okay, what am I learning? What am I shifting? And it did, it got very confusing. Like, it was like, okay, what did I do that symbol right? Did I right? Like, it was kind of like, what's happening? So I'm really glad you said that, because I found a big difference. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to start to create it with the body, is to make sure that people could understand you can do this. You can do this while you're walking down the street, and you don't have to be like, oh, let me move my hand. You know? Sonia, what did you notice? I know we have a caller, so we're going to take them after Sonia here. I'm just going to move my kitty. Everybody know my little Maggie's. She is getting in the way now. Okay. What did you notice?
Yeah. So when I learned the body regen, for me, it was like taking my power back and being back in control of healing. Whereas I was always going to other healers and feeling that they were in control of my healing and whatever modality that they knew and they taught.
Yeah.
Which some of them resonated with me, some didn't. And now I'm at the point that I can feel, and I'm so in tune, even if I don't know exactly what it is, I know exactly how to just move it out of my field.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing that I really saw, is the goal is to keep you empowered.
Right.
So no right, no wrong. Change it, do what you want to. But once you get the little bit of connection, you can do whatever you want. Carter, I know you just mentioned we have a caller on the line. Do we do you want to bring them?
Nels from Washington. Nels, welcome to the show.
Nels, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
You have a question for us?
Hello, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I am incredibly fantastic.
I'm so happy you joined us today in our little chats of energy and life and belief systems. Can you
Absolutely.
Hear us?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm kind of in a building. I'm working on an 8-story tall building right here, and I'm surrounded by concrete. So if I'm in and out a little bit, that's what's going on. So
that is okay.
So my question for you is that, is my light work done here in Seattle? I have just the strongest pull
to move.
Pull up stakes and move to Sedona and do my work there.
Yeah, you actually have chills. You are. You know what? I'm going to tell everybody listening, I love that you've asked this. You're ready to go, because you probably felt this, but you can see even over the last 18 months, you're a totally different person. Like, you have anchored in, you've connected. You're actually, you need to be in a higher vibe, I guess. And it doesn't mean that where you are isn't a high vibe, but it looks like you're ready to sort of even transition out of what you're doing now. Have you felt that?
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. I've been feeling that ever since I died 2 years ago from a tumor. And
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I was born with a condition where my adrenal gland was about 4 to 5 inches in diameter when they harvested it 2 years ago. And my blood sugar was at 600, and it was literally driving me crazy. So because of it, I am stronger, I'm calmer, still trying to figure out what normal is and making peace with everything around me. And it just feels like it's time to simply go and keep on going.
It is, because you can see your body, your connection, the restoration of the body. There's so much more even happening going on. There's a lot of energy leaving behind the right side of the lower part of your back. And you can just see the body, the flexibility is wanting to restabilize. We'll do that for you. Thank you, God. And so your connection, what you actually see is you're in the middle of reversing even more of the physical ailments. Your transition out and back in, which is a cool experience. I always say everybody should have one of them at least, because it really re-centers you back into this life and shows you that life isn't about just work and taxes. But there's a bigger part of teaching and learning, and you can feel that calling. That's why you're probably feeling drawn to Sedona. It's beautiful there. There's a lot of people that are more in alignment with what you're actually doing, where you want to go. And then how this branches into your own story, your own teaching. And you can see there is an ending in what you're doing now, and it kind of rides up like a wave. And that's why you're feeling pulled, because also it looks like once you do the move, there's a whole bunch of things in your body that just leave physically, mentally, emotionally. And so that's why it's like a push on your back. Probably you can probably feel it. Like, I want to be, I'm pushed. I got to go.
Whoa.
Yeah, spirit's every like day. Dragging. Yeah, it's dragging you. And now it's just actually you can see it's clear. It's just up to you to pull pin and go.
Pull the trigger because I feel, you know, I'm a photographer and it feels like taking folks on photo journeys in Sedona is the way to go.
Yeah.
I'm on the verge of buying a Toyota 4Runner to take folks on journeys out on the land. I've been on many, many spiritual journeys in Sedona and just hook into that vibration and help and sharing in the healing and the adventure.
Your community is waiting for you. It's like, it's literally the image they show me is like the door is wide open and they're just like chills. They're just waiting for you to show up. Yeah. All you need to do is go. So what I want to do is thank that hand of God of just opening that so you can just have the strength and go, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm taking that leap of faith because it's literally, you can see the door's open. You just walk right in and you just go, wow. It's almost like if anybody's ever left a marriage, and I know I've done this, and all of a sudden, you know you got to go. You know you got to go. I waited 5 years before I left mine. And then all of a sudden, it was like, why didn't I do that 5 years ago? Everything was waiting, right? So you are there. Yeah. It's like you've done it. It's waiting. But there's a complete restoration. There's a lot of energy changing in your stomach, in your processing energy, which is going to bring a different level of life force energy. You probably, and you also notice that your feelings, perceptions, intuition, they're actually expanding, meaning they want to jump a lot more. So what you're seeing, what you're feeling, it's accurate. So don't second guess it anymore. Mm-mm. Just go.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and actually, if it's still available, there is a 2-bedroom, 2-bath home available to me for $1,500 a month. What a deal that is, right?
Yeah, what a deal. I would just go. You're really, it's up to you now. You can see it's open and it's there, but you can see the teachings, everything you're doing, the synchronicities are going to get really, really strong and you're going to go, wow, I'm so glad I did this. It's much better.
You're
very compassionate. Your heart space is in the right space and it's time. And the new location will also shake you to be able to be more of who you are. So I always say, and ladies, you've heard this too, that when we move homes or we move cities, it allows new energy to come in and old energy to drop off. And so you're ready for that whole energy to come through. So it'll catapult you quite quickly. And I don't know, anywhere, probably you look like you'll be gone fairly soon. They keep saying 3 to 6 months, but I would be like, that would be your, you can change your timing, but your spirit team's like, we're ready. The door's open. So I would just...
It almost feels like March is around the corner and that's the time to be there. Because right now, my photography has just improved exponentially. And I take a lot of photos with the full moon in Yosemite. Yeah. And the Glazers would like me to teach classes. And so everything feels like it's coming together.
It is. It's open. So thank you for calling. Go and please email us and let us know when you leave, okay? I want to hear your update.
I certainly will. Thank you so
much. All right.
Much.
Have a fabulous day. And keep listening. You know, that's a great, I love those kind of testimonies of like listening to the body and you can see his body's going to repair and restore even more. You know, so you taught and listening to this, I love it when people call in and say, I'm listening, but I'm ready to go. You need that little nudge, right? It's like, is it there? That little bit of a confirmation. What was some of the other things you learned in Body Regen or Kesha that you went, oh my gosh, I'm in charge of my life. Not this modality, not the method. I'm in charge of my life. Just like we were hearing.
The power that we get, like first when we start to listen to our body and the messages that we get, everyone is different. Every modality is different. And every teaching is different. But this one, I remember I was doing a session with one of my clients with the hypnosis, right? And it felt so slow. I love it, but it was too slow. And one of the things there were like, I was not supposed to touch my patient, right? But I was just hearing the screaming at me, you have to touch their feet and open them because there's a stuck energy there. And I did it. And after the session, the guy said that, like, whatever happened, that was amazing because he was able to release the stuck energy that was there for years.
Yeah.
But if I wouldn't listen, I wouldn't help him to go through that experience. So for me, I listen to your messages, to your body, and how fast it is then.
Yeah. And it's very interesting because there would be a place, had you not opened to know, follow what you know. How many times have you maybe been doing a modality or working with someone and you're like, oh, I better not do that because it's not in the book. And what we love to teach you, which I'm so love your story, is because you got to listen and it doesn't have to be slow anymore, guys. Like you can go like light speed. Only go slow because we think it goes slow. And so you changed his life by just all of a sudden going, this isn't what I was taught, but if I add this and look what happened, you got way better.
And I had to remove myself from that, right? Because like you said, the old teaching, follow the rules, follow the book. And if I wouldn't listen, I would take away from him that experience. So,
And you see the transformation, Sonia?
I think another thing too is just really becoming connected with, so when I have my intuition or I get a vision or a message or something, it's just that little voice. But the old me used to be like, oh no, that's crazy. Or I'm just imagining. When now I really just, I don't question it. So just even with the call with Nels, when you said 3 to 6 months, it was like, I saw March right away. And I was like, there we go. Validation again. And when he said to move, I immediately saw absolutely. And you're like, yes, it is. I'm like, see?
Yes.
trust. And it's really allowed me to get really connected and not second guess that feeling or that message that I'm getting.
Yeah. And to understand too, that even when you see that time space, you can interpret it a little different, right? Like you're saying, like March is perfect. Spring is perfect. And it might even take you that little extra time just to get through something, right? But never hold on to it. Just look at it as a guide, guys. See everything as a guide. And I know what Nels, as soon as he gets moved, his whole world, if you're still listening, your whole world's going to change. I cannot wait to hear when you get landed. So please email us and let us know. You know, Doris, what have you noticed the biggest thing with body regen? Because I don't like it to be like a class that you've seen it, you've taken it. I like it for you to be empowered.
Well, this is it. And then, you know, I've taken several of them, whether they were online or in person. And you always say each one is so different because you follow the energy and that is it. And even though you have taught the beginning part. Yes, no script. And the beginning you taught and you pretty much carried the same concept throughout. But where it's changed is that things have simplified. And again, each class will show a true life scenario. Like when we're working on each other, all these things unfold between all of us and how we are all connected and how we work in our groups. And working with that in the next class, well, something different will unfold, though you're still using the same tools. Something totally new and exciting will happen with it.
Yeah, so it's like having that toolbox. Like you don't take your hammer out every day, right? You only use it once in a while. And that's what happens when you have a toolbox. And when you follow the energy of what a group is doing, there's all new information that comes. It's even like when I did my last live event and all of a sudden there was an exercise that Spirit showed me to do and we did it right there, but we'd never done it before. And I just go and do it. So the nice thing that I really believe in the new energies is that we need to start to let people understand that you're in charge and what you did yesterday may not be what you did today. Right. So you may not ground the same way you may. And a lot of people don't even know what grounding means. I'm going to do a YouTube video on that because a lot of people don't understand what a lot of terminology is over here. So it's about opening and expanding the awareness of where your empowerment is. And I'm going to tell everybody listening, if you really learn to connect to that hand of God, you might call it universe mind, but if you learn to connect, you are going to be golden in what your mission and your purpose is and how you contribute to the world. That is the number one foundation. You need to build that relationship, how it looks for you. It's not a religious thing at all. It's a connection and a relationship on how it works for you. That is a whole other conversation for next month for us. But Sonia, can you tell a little bit about, you know, being we have the TLC Miraculous Living Program where people, they get the coach, they get the guide, they get me 5 days a week, questions, answers, all that good stuff. What were some of the things you noticed by... The reason that was created was to help people stay on their spiritual path. Because it's hard. We all fall off or there's things that are moving and we all need a little tweak. And sometimes we think we're going a little crazy. And is it the energies? What's one of the things you notice by just being in a group like that where you're constantly receiving information of what's happening and how it can be shifted?
Well, for me personally, it's been beyond amazing and exactly what I needed. And I personally am getting so much out of it. So, you know, it's just that you're doing good, but that's not to say that you don't have an off day or, you know, all of us, we're doing the work, but we do have off days. We do have days that something kind of comes at us and maybe it tries to knock us down. But being connected, you know, in this strong, like-minded community, this wonderful community that you've created, and also having your messages daily, it doesn't give us enough time to stay down for very long. Yeah. You know, so even if we fall, it's like bloop, 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 bloop. You pick us right back up and okay, I got it. I'm back.
Thank you. You know, Kesha, what did you notice? Because this is the thing is it, I know what it's like to feel like I'm alone on my path. I know what it's like because I was alone 16 years ago. Everybody thought I was a complete crazy nut job. What are you doing? Not understanding terminology. It's like, if you're a banker, you're going to say terms that I wouldn't understand. And when I went into banking, I learned the terms and then I was saying them. People were like, Tracy, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, only that's banker talk. But then coming into this spiritual world and staying on our path, it was hard to do it on my own all the time. And this is one of the reasons I created a community. What did some of the things you noticed by being in a community? Because it can be difficult to stay on your path.
For me, that I live in a small town, so I don't have much support if that comes to this. What I've noticed, so like Sonia said, like you can't be down too long because there are people that they're always support each other with heart, so much love, and you can feel it. And even if your videos, like daily videos, sometimes I go through down moment and then you send a video that is talking about things that I am going through. And I was like, how does she know that? Like, is it like, so it's just huge support. Even when my daughter broke her leg, I felt huge support from the whole community.
Yeah.
And so much love sent our way that I think it kept me going.
Yeah, that's what I like about the private Facebook group is you post something on there. They're all there. What do you need? What do you require? I'm here. I'm here to help you. And, you know, I think that we need more of that in our world. We need more of the acknowledging each other and seeing each other and feeling each other and inspiring each other to keep going when you feel like you just got kicked out and your knees got, you know, buckled and you ended up on the ground.
I remember there's that saying that you have to like be around people, like if you want to create more money, right? You have to be around people that they have money. But like if you're not in the position of people like to have those friends, like what are you like? You're by yourself, right? In this community, when everything is heart-centered with love, you don't feel that, like you just need people on the same page, but heart-centered.
Yeah. Amen. I'm so glad you said that because that's an old teaching. And guys, I'm going to tell you, heart-centered love doesn't matter who's in their space. You can create whatever you want. Doris, a final word before we have to end. I can't believe our hour's up.
I know.
Come back.
Along the same, it's like it's incredible community. And it's amazing how every single time you send a video, it pinpoints the exact feeling that day, whether it's been said on one of my other feeds or what one of my other things that I follow, you have pinpointed, you always manage to pinpoint everything that's going on that day, or you'll answer the question that I've had in my mind, or I was thinking and saying this to another person and boom, there you said it on the video.
And
happens,
you know what?
Every time.
I love it because that's what happens. We follow the energy, we follow spirit, nothing canned, nothing that is scripted. That's even with our shows. This is what we do at TracyLClark.com. I love you, ladies. You are an inspiration. You touch the world everywhere you go. We are going to have you back next month so we can explore some other areas for our listeners. And really, I want to encourage each and every one of you to stay open and say, what is new today? What is new today? What can I create that's new? And how can I look at something that may seem less than that is actually serving me? How is this serving me? And what am I going to do to contribute into the world today? So thank you again. I am so happy to have you all. I can't say thank you enough.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you so much for having us.
Again on the Tracy L. Clark Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.